Adam Schefter, the ESPN NFL insider. What are you hearing as far as the AJ Green trade stuff goes right now?
Well, the Bengals have not typically been a team that's like that in the past. They're not a team that makes trades at the deadline. Not to say it can't happen, but that's not something that has been Bengals-like. And it's a situation here where, again, you're looking at a guy. What is his motivation, AJ Green's motivation, to come back to a team that is winless right now? When he's headed into his contract year, when Julio Jones is getting north of $20 million a year, Michael Thomas is getting $20 million a year, and A.J. Green's as talented as any one of them. So he's not going to rush back, and you wonder if he'll play at all this year. I mean, it's fair to say. And so if that's the case and you're going to lose him, unless they make an effort to re-sign him now, why not try to get something better than the third-round compensatory pick? It would make sense. It's just it's not the way that the Bengals have done business.
You're correct, Adam. I mean, they – usually don't move. They're not a team that's very active in the trade market at all, you know, outside of some of the things they've done here, smaller moves. But looking down south to Jacksonville, you know, Minshew Mania is still in full force, even though they didn't get the win on Sunday. Jalen Ramsey, what is the situation with him? Are we looking forward to seeing him in a Jaguars jersey one more time this season, or are his days not long for the Sunshine State?
Bobby, I just think that this continues to be a stare down between the Jaguars owner, Shad Khan, and Jalen Ramsey himself. Now, how that's going to shake out, I can't predict. And he's back limited. I think he's got to show some sort of effort to try to get back on the field, right? Otherwise, they could just make it conduct detrimental. He put his money at stake. It'd become an argument. I think he's got to, in his situation, kind of play along as best as he can without giving them an ammunition and knowing or thinking or hoping that you're not going to be playing for that team. And again, the stare down continues. How it shakes out, I don't know. But it's not a good situation for either side right now.
Adam Schefter joining us here on the Fan on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. In Minnesota, the whole Stephon Diggs situation, you know, he took to the podium last week and kind of addressed the rumors about the trade stuff and how unhappy he was. Minnesota, where they are right now, they playing some pretty good ball, Shefty, but do they depart away from a guy like Stephon Diggs? Do you think that's going to be a real thing here, you know, as we inch closer to the trade deadline?
Look, they have told other teams that they're not interested in trading him. Now, we'll see whether or not stance. There have been many teams, as I like to say, there's a trade trajectory. First you hear the guy's name, then you hear the team say we're not interested in Diggs, then you hear the team is talking. And then if there's enough offer, they make the trade, right? And I'm not telling you that Stephon Diggs will be traded. I'm just saying that they have told teams we're not trading Stephon Diggs. And I'll take them at their word for right now. But if there are teams that step forward and offer enough, you just wonder if that's going to be enough to change their stance.
You know, Adam, it seems like there's been a lot more trades and a lot more things happen here in the last couple of seasons than there were before. And I don't know if that's just a recency bias or whatever. But, I mean, do you anticipate this being a fairly active deadline? I feel like the NFL has moved more towards the NBA model where teams will pick up pieces and go all in than maybe they would 5-10 years ago.
Yeah, but I definitely think so. I think that the trade has become something of an event in the NFL the last few years. I don't think that's recency bias on your part at all. I think more and more we've seen moves made. We see the teams that are getting a taste of winning, that have a chance to win the division, that have a chance to make a playoff run, try to make moves that they believe will strengthen themselves. And we see teams that are out of it try to make moves that strengthen themselves in the long term. So really there's win-wins there. It's just a question of what the teams can do. And sometimes, by the way, it takes a few more weeks to sort itself out. And teams want to play 8 games before they make a decision about whether they're going to be buyers or sellers.
Talking all things NFL with the ESPN NFL insider, Adam Schefter, right here on the Fan. Schefter, I'm sure we've got some Steeler fans listening that are, you know, want to hear you clarify this kind of report out there about Mike Tomlin being a possible candidate for the Washington job. Look, I don't know how real that is. I'm sure you've heard some things and talked to some people. What's the latest on that and Snyder's interest in Mike Tomlin?
Well, if you're Dan Snyder, your interest in Mike Tomlin would be obvious. I mean, of course you'd want a guy like that. The issue is he's under contract and Pittsburgh doesn't. And again, short of trading for him, he's not going to be the next head coach in Washington. It's sexy, it's juicy, it's intriguing, it's all those things. It's just not logical at this point in time in the course of a season, not when we're 6 games in, not when he's trying to save that team's season. So could this surface at some point? It would make a lot of sense for Washington, yeah. But Pittsburgh is the one that's calling the shots there. You know, I don't think they're looking to get rid of Mike Tomlin. What is Washington willing to give up to get him? And so it becomes a little bit of a tricky situation there. And from Washington's standpoint, you understand it. From Pittsburgh's, you don't. And it would be up to Washington to make Pittsburgh interested in that, and that wouldn't be till after the season.
Speaking of Washington, does Trent Williams, will he play this year at all, do you think, Shefty, whether it be for the Redskins or anyone else?
Bobby, I don't want to say never, but we're 5 weeks in now, going on week six, and he's not there, right? So all we can do is judge that right now. It doesn't look that way, but maybe the trade deadline will change some things and make it more likely for him to play. He's passing up a lot of money. I don't think he cares right now, and we'll see how this one shakes itself out. I mean, hard to predict. I think there's going to be a lot of fluid things here to change in the next 3 weeks. And it's great that we're asking the questions and you want answers, but it's hard to answer some of these things right now.
Shefty, you're starting to hear some very quiet voices throwing out the possibility of Gardner Minshew holding on to this job even when Nick Foles is healthy and ready to go. What's your take on that? Do you think that's something that they should think about, or do you think because they paid Nick Foles a ton of money this offseason and the last play we saw was a touchdown pass, ironically enough, that he gets hurt on, what do you think is going to happen down there with that quarterback situation?
Well, keep in mind, they paid the money to Nick Foles, but they paid the money to procure and secure the quarterback position, and they've done that now. They've done that with Gardner Minshew. I guess I would turn it around and say this. If Nick Foles were ready to come back today, who would they start on Sunday against New Orleans?
No, that's a good question. I would imagine that they would go with Minshew at this point.
Me too.
Just because of what he's done, Shefty. I mean, they didn't win, but he played well enough. The one thing he needs to do, he hasn't thrown picks, but his fumbles in the pocket have been a bit excessive. But if he gets that wrapped up, I mean, you would have to argue that he's had as successful rookie campaign as any quarterback in recent memory.
No, he's been great. I don't know how you put the guy on the bench right now. Now, look, Nick Foles isn't coming back right now. He's probably 6 weeks away or so. And we'll see how Minshew plays over the next 6 weeks. And then Jacksonville will make a decision with the full body of work. But based on what we've seen over the course of basically four games, I don't think you can put that guy on the bench today. Today. Now, again, maybe he comes back down to earth. Maybe he starts turning over the football. Maybe they're losing games. Maybe Foles provides a spark. There's a lot of factors that you would have to factor into that situation. But today, no, Minshew keeps the job.
Scary situation with Mason Rudolph. Do you have any updated news on where he is and the possibility of him when he could return to the field for the Steelers?
Yeah, he's in protocol, and it's hard to imagine that when he took that kind of hit and looked the way he did and basically walked off the field, spent some time in the hospital, was sent home that night. But I can't imagine he's going to be clear in time to play Sunday against the Chargers. So my guess is he's out this week. We'll see how much more beyond that he'll be out. That'll be an issue to track and watch. But he's in protocol, and honestly, that situation worked out about as well as it could have, given all the circumstances and what happened. He looked like a boxer that took an uppercut and just got knocked out and fell to the ground. But fortunately, he was okay, relatively speaking, and we'll see when he can get back. Nope. I don't think he'll be there.
No doubt, Schefter. Thanks for joining us, man. We'll talk to you next week and enjoy week six, all right?
Thanks, guys. Have a great week. We'll talk next week. Bye-bye.
He's Adam Schefter, the ESPN NFL insider, right here on The Fan every Wednesday at 12:30. When we come back, Hayden joins the program. We'll tell the truth after the break. You're listening to Carpenter and Rothman right here on The Fan.